Let's talk about the Michael Lynn case. Michael Lynn, former solicitor, disgraced solicitor, property developer, Celtic Tiger property developer, was convicted of theft of 17.9 million euros from various banks. There was something like 21 counts brought against him. He was convicted on, I think, 10. The jury couldn't make up their mind or acquitted him on the other ones, but the bottom line was he was convicted of theft of 17.9 million euros. I made a video about that. It's on my YouTube channel. And if you go to my YouTube channel, there'll be a link up here, if you're watching this on YouTube, to that particular video to do with the conviction of Michael Lynn. This week we had the sentencing of Michael Lynn arising from that conviction in the Circuit Court. And he has been sentenced to 5.5 years in jail for the theft of 17.9 million euros. He got significant credit, as it were, from the judge, Mr. Justice Martin Nolan, in respect of time that he spent in prison in Brazil, which was supposed to be an appalling situation, appalling circumstances. And in fact, his counsel put it to the court, or made a submission to the court, that Michael Lynn suffered post-traumatic stress disorder as a consequence of his time spent in the Brazilian jail due to the violence that he witnessed, including a decapitation. You would imagine, therefore, that Michael Lynn would have been anxious enough to get out of the jail and get back to Ireland into the warm embrace of the Irish justice system and the Irish prison system. However, he wasn't anxious to do that at all. In fact, he fought his extradition tooth and nail for many years. In any case, the judge has given him a significant amount of credit for the time spent in the Brazilian jail. So he was found guilty on 10 counts of 21 charges. He was convicted of stealing 17.9 million euros from six financial institutions. Mr. Justice Martin Nolan was sentencing him the other day, this week rather, and he basically said that he had brought solicitors into professional disrepute, and he acted in total disregard to his obligations as a solicitor to be honest and straightforward, and he disregarded the interest of the people he was working with. The judge noted Lynn's account of having prior agreements with the banks, but this argument was not accepted by the jury. Now, the judge set a headline term or sentence of 16 years, but he reduced this to 13 years, having taken mitigating factors such as Lynn's lack of previous convictions into consideration. He also said that he'd take into account the 4.5 years that Lynn had spent in prison in Brazil, time he said he would aggregate to 7.5 years, because the conditions in that jail had no doubt been pretty inhumane. So to be clear about this, Lynn spent 4.5 years in the Brazilian jail, but the judge, Martin Nolan, gave him credit for 7.5 years as a consequence or as a result of the inhumane conditions that he experienced in that jail. On this basis then, the judge sentenced him to 5.5 years. Michael Lynn has appealed this decision. The DPP then said there might be an application for a confiscation of assets order, and that's something I'm going to touch on in a minute or two in this video. Judge Nolan said he'd no doubt that the conditions in the Brazilian jail were pretty onerous, but that Lynn could have lessened his difficulties by agreeing to come back to Ireland to face the charges. So Lynn did fight the extradition from Brazil to Ireland with significant vigour. Yeah, his solicitor, Michael Lynn's solicitor, said that Mr. Lynn had instructed that an appeal be lodged immediately against his conviction and sentence. So that is the situation arising from the conviction and sentencing. However, there's a couple of other issues that need to be looked at. And one is a very interesting story in today's Irish Times and in the other media, other newspapers and so on. And that is that Michael Lynn's family is living in a house owned by a company which was set up just months before the purchase of the house. The house is in Britis. It was sold 2 years ago for 500,000 euro or thereabouts, and Michael Lynn's wife is living there. The significance of this house, however, is that it's owned by a limited company, and the limited company does not appear to have any borrowings in respect of the house. There's no charge registered, for example, at the company's registration office against the limited company. Not only that, but there's no charge registered at Land Registry or Tálaithe na Éireann, as it's known now, against the company or against the property itself. So the property appears to have been bought for cash. And we're looking at a house that was bought for something like in excess of 400 grand. I think it was closer to 500 grand. It was 460,000 actually in December 2021. It's owned by a company called Ribbles Way Limited. This was only incorporated in May 2021 and the house is bought in December 2021. Asked about this company, Miss Murphy, that's Michael Lynn's wife, said she did not want to comment. And I can see why. There's no mortgage, as I say, there's no charge against the property itself. Now, there are two directors of this company. And the funny thing is that both directors have a connection with Michael Lynn. One of the directors is a fellow called Yavor Todorov Poptoshev, a 48-year-old Bulgarian with an address in Dublin. And the other guy is John Halloran, a UK national with an address in London. Mr. Halloran was appointed a director of Ribbles Way earlier this month. He's the company's sole shareholder. But it was his at the sentencing hearing on Monday of this week in the Circuit Court, Mr. Counsel for Mr. Lynn handed in documents in support of sentence mitigation for his client, including a document in which John Halloran said he had met Lynn in the UK through a friend and was aware of his difficulties. Halloran had sold a big utilities construction business in the UK and invested in Ireland and had been interested in employing the services of Lynn. And this gentleman is the sole shareholder in the company which owns the house in which Michael Lynn's family lives. The other gentleman there, then, Mr. Poptoshev, he has described himself as a friend and associate of Lynn's and said in an affidavit that he provided assistance to Lynn during his trial in the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. He's a former director of a Slovakian company, and that Slovakian company was also had as a director of the company Breed Murphy, that is Michael Lynn's wife. So there's clearly a connection there between Mr. Poptoshev, who has described himself as a friend, and Mr. Halloran, who has described himself as interested in giving Mr. Lynn work or engaging his services or something of that nature. Both of these guys are directors of this company. This company, remember, bought this house in December 2021 for 460,000, and this is the house in which Michael Lynn's wife and family are living. Near the end of Lynn's sentencing hearing the other day, the DPP's barrister he said that there might be an application for confiscation of assets order under the Criminal Justice Act 1994 in relation to property and banks accounts. Judge Martin then put the matter back to April 16th next. So in relation to that application for confiscation of assets, the reason for that would be there's another story in the Irish Times involving the Gardaí's suspicion about Michael Lynn and what he did after he came back to Ireland. Let's just have a look at that now. Yeah, the story there is in the Irish Times this week, and Gardaí actually believe that Michael Lynn used stolen cash for money laundering scheme after his return to Ireland. There was a sprawling investigation, apparently, according to Conor Gallagher and Colm Keenan in the Irish Times, and it involved searches of five properties, including Lynn's family home last month, by armed Gardaí. Gardaí basically believed that Lynn returned to Ireland with a substantial portion of 17.9 million euros that he stole from banks, and he used the cash to bankroll a fresh criminal scheme here. In parallel to the prosecution, detectives from the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau have been conducting a sprawling investigation into Lynn's financial dealings in Ireland since his return from Brazil. And this culminated, as I say, in a search operation in which five properties, including Lynn's family home in Wicklow, were subject to dawn raids by armed Gardaí. And at about the same time, Gardaí obtained an order freezing more than €2 million in bank accounts linked to Lynn and his associates amid suspicions that it represented the proceeds of crime. And on Monday then, we've heard that the court, the Circuit Court, heard from the DPP's counsel that an application may come at a later date for seizure of Lynn's properties and bank accounts. The Gardaí believe that once Lynn was back in Ireland, he's believed to have used the money to fund a money laundering scheme which centred on the purchase of properties here through several front companies. And this was done with the assistance of several associates. And according to court papers filed recently by a business partner of Lynn, Yavor Poptashev, that's the guy, he's the director of that company that owns Lynn's house, or the house in which Lynn's wife is living, Lynn's family is living. That company owns that house. Gardaí investigating companies linked to Lynn for money laundering, deception and social welfare fraud. And the complex investigation also involves investigations into companies based offshore. Now, Mr. Poptashev, he has lived in Ireland with his wife and kids for about 18 months. He's one of the directors of this company, Ribbles Way, a company whose only asset is a house in Britis in Wicklow where Lynn lived with his family before he was remanded in custody in December, and Lynn's wife apparently still lives there. This property was bought for 450 or 460,000 in December 2021. Mr. Poptashev has described himself as a friend of Lynn's, said he'd known him for 14 or 15 years, worked with him on projects in various countries, including Portugal, Hungary and Slovakia. He said he had assisted Lynn in examining very large volumes of legal documentation during his criminal trial. And this gentleman, remember, is one of the directors of this company that owns this property in which Lynn's wife is living. A request for comment from Mr. Poptashev was met with no response. So that is the story of Michael Lynn, former solicitor, former property developer, Celtic Tiger property developer, who came crashing down to earth and who has been convicted of theft. Now, he has appealed the conviction and he's appealed the sentence, and you can draw your own conclusion or inferences from what the Gardaí believe, from the fact that the house that's owned in Britis by this company, which has one shareholder and two directors who are certainly close to or friendly with Michael Lynn, etc., etc. You can draw your own conclusions about that and about what the Gardaí believe and about various other things. But Lynn has been sentenced, as I say, to 5.5 years. If you're watching this on YouTube, there's another video up here dealing with the actual conviction, the case itself. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate if you left the thumbs up down below or left a comment down below. And if you're listening on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business podcast, I'd appreciate if you left a review. Thanks a lot.